Here we go. Saturday, February 26, 2022. Not a barbell in sight. This is also our Not For Time workout this week. And if you're not sure what that means, you need to go to Monday's training and watch that video entitled New to Linchpin. Watch this first, because we discuss what the Not For Time workout is. So for time or not, 1.5 mile run. What a great way to start. Get back from that joyous, joyous trip. 75 V-ups. That's a nice set. Finish that. Oh, my kids, I'm telling you, they got me. Get back from 75 V-ups, 50-meter handstand walk. That'll be quick and easy. And then you finish with 35 bar muscle-ups. What a gymnasty day with some nice little engine work at the beginning. Obviously, none of this needs to be broken up. It's a lot of technical work. Scaling is cool. It's also why this is the Not For Time option this week. Just want to go for that jog, come back, make your way through the V-ups, take some time, practice your handstand walking, kick down as frequently as you need to, rest as much as you need to, and then the 35 bar muscle-ups. If you don't want to be in a rush, take your time, do sets of one, two, or three, rest, and just keep making your way through it to get better at the movement. It's a great gymnastics day. We also have this as a two-person team for time or not. It's the exact same workout, but for the team, the run is done with two people running together. When you get back from that, the V-ups are done, synchronized at the top. So the top of the V-up, the two people are doing 75 together, synchronized at the top. Handstand walk is done with just one person until 50 meters total is done, not as a team's total. The two people together have to accumulate 50 meters, let me say that. And then 35 bar muscle-ups. If you've got two bars, it would be synchronized at the top. So some synchro stuff happening today. Videos showing all the movements. Ooh, Super Fitness Robot, 28 minutes or less. It's a long one today. More likely time could be in the neighborhood of 42 minutes. Or like I said, you're just not going to run the clock. And it's a gymnastics skills practice day. Wildcard option is exactly the same workout, except instead of running, you're doing 7,200 meters on the air bike. And we also have a partner version of that. Scaled option, for time or not, you get a 1 mile run instead of a 1.5, 75 sit-ups instead of the V-ups. Instead of the handstand walk, you're doing 5 rotations around the box in a pike or plank position. If that doesn't make any sense, make sure you watch the video attached to the training. We'll explain that. And then 35 pull-ups, that would be kipping chin over bar, or ring rows. And there's also a two-person team version. And the ring rows are fantastic, right? I mean, you can angle your body as much or as little as you want to include putting your feet up on a box, where at the bottom of the ring row, you're actually below parallel, so to speak. Your chest is lower than your feet. You can make ring rows harder than strict pull-ups. So ring rows are fantastic as far as a strength-building exercise goes. Limited equipment option. They've got everything they need except for, I'm assuming that their bar doesn't allow for bar muscle-ups. If it does, just do the regular workout of the day. But if not, your only modification will be the workout ends for the limited equipment crew with 35 low ring muscle-ups. And their, I forgot to put it in here, but their goal times, I'll take care of that right now, would be precisely the same as the workout of the day. I neglected to put that in there. My apologies. Okay. The no equipment workout is the same as the workout of the day, but without the bar. Assuming you don't have any equipment. That's why it's the no equipment workout. So there for time or not, 1.5 mile run, 75 V-ups, and a 50 meter handstand walk. Accessory work today. Just some great practice. 10 minutes of practice. Of course, the accessory work is optional. 10 minutes of practicing the Bergner warm-up with an empty bar. We've got the Bergner warm-up laid out, and there's a video there. And then strict pull-ups, palms facing you, supinated grip, 3 to 4 sets at 80 to 90% effort, resting 2 minutes between sets. If doing the 35 bar muscle-ups was enough volume for you, that's why the accessory work is no joke, and that's why the accessory work is optional. Workout of the day is just fine. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch, cobra stretch for the abs and the chest and pecs, hands behind. That closes out another week of training. Hope you enjoyed it. Enjoy your rest day tomorrow. I know that I will. And I'll see you back here on Monday for more fun.